Welcome to Bar Fair.
I've been selected as the host for a TV series called Make Me Scream. Audience participation, of course. An interesting concept. Don't faint, and you're a winner. Wonderful prizes. A year's supply of lady fingers. Real ones, naturally. Or a trip to the Embalmers Convention. One way. Don't miss the first show with our special guest, a celebrity who hasn't been seen in years. Oh, we've had a hard time digging him up. But enough of my urbane wit and charm. Tonight we have a wonderful treat, a delightful tale. Stay tuned, if you dare.
America's original art form. Hi, this is Bob Ringwald, and every Friday I bring you the Bourbon Street Parade. 90 minutes of Dixieland jazz, early swing, and ragtime. That's Fridays at 3 p.m. for the Bourbon Street Parade, right here on 88.5 FM, KCSN Northridge.
So soon? You ready to have your hair stand on end? Good. Our story is entitled Funhouse, a fascinating drama that's going to make your blood run cold.
Folks, step this way for the one and only Funhouse. 50 cents for the ride of the night. Hurry, hurry. How about it, partner? You and the little lady only a buck? Hey, what do you say? 50 cents. Only two quarters.
Oscar.
Florio, in the middle of the jam. Another time, huh?
The manager wants to see you.
Now?
That's what he said.
Oh, geez, a hell of a time.
Now, Oscar.
Oh, all right. Frank, take over for a minute, huh?
How much you make so far?
About 100. What do you want? More dough, is that it?
Be silent.
Florio, if there's any hassle, it comes out of your operation. Oh.
We are in this together. Remember that. My museum and your stupid ride are as one.
Sure, Florio. Sure.
Ah, Madame Florio. Your grace, my humble office.
How kind.
Not at all, dear lady. And Oscar, how are you, my boy?
Okay.
Some wine, perhaps?
No, thank you. I don't imagine this is a social visit.
Ah, right to the point. As always.
Listen, we got a lease. The rent's paid.
Quiet, you fool.
Well, I shall dispense with the civilities of negotiation. Yes, I'm quite dissatisfied with your display.
Hey, the funhouse has always made enough money to cover both joints.
Ha ha! Ah! Precisely, Oscar. You put your finger right on it. Madame Florio's wax museum is a source of concern.
I'm working on some new ideas. It takes time.
And time, dear lady. Is running out. Your displays, those disgraceful wax figures, misshapen by the elements and gowned in tattered costumes, a sad commentary on your past greatness.
New figures cost a fortune, which neither Oscar or I have at this moment.
Indeed, indeed. However, I want a new concept, a new idea. In short, I demand a change. Horrors, thrills. Give the public what it wants. Blood. You will produce a new display within 3 months. Well, you're out.
I will not stoop to the mundane or the base.
90 days. Or else.
Or else? Or else? All right. Florio give you new concept. Yes, I show you. Florio shall produce a chamber of horrors that will make your blood run cold.
Hurry, hurry, right this way. The funhouse, only 50 cents. Sip right up.
What about it, girl?
Come on, sir. No way. Those places frighten me.
Oh, be a sport, young lady. Where can you enjoy yourself for half a buck these days?
You're not getting me in there.
Don't be a party pooper.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Take a ride. If you don't like it, if you ain't happy, double your money. What do you say?
No, I don't like spooky rides.
It ain't scary. A couple of wolfhounds, skeletons. To tell the truth, it's pretty run down. Please take the ride. I need customers.
Susan, come on.
Oh, all right. But I'm closing my eyes.
There you go. Okay, here, into this car. Tighten the seatbelt. Remember, keep the fingers in. See you later.
Welcome to the funhouse.
This is idiotic.
Oh, relax. Welcome to the funhouse.
It sounds like my brother looked like him, too.
We stopped.
Big deal.
I'm scared.
We're not moving at all.
Did you hear that?
I don't like this. At all?
Why don't you get out of the car?
Why don't you go to hell?
Step out of the car. But first, let there be light.
Oh, no. Don't move.
Like my friend?
Follow me.
I'm going to report you to the police. You and your dumb trick.
Sorry, dear. I think steaks are delightful.
Get up out of here!
Of course. We're almost out.
I don't see an exit.
Must have lost my way. Sorry.
Look, Grace. We want out now. Hey, turn on the light.
Oh, my. Must be a power failure. Perhaps she's here? Or there?
Susan, where are you?
This way. Or that way.
Susan!
She
can't help you in the darkness. Maybe she's with the snake. Imagine reptiles slithering over your body. A cobra moving across your mouth. A rattler working up your leg. All right, dear. This way. That's it. No, no, turn left.
When I get out of here.
Here. You get out of here. Two more. More. Stop.
This isn't the way out.
Of course not. It's the way to Susan. She's waiting for you.
Sue, are you all right?
I hope you're enjoying my
funhouse. Isn't he a barrel of laughs? Stay tuned, won't you?
This is Bob Edwards, co-host of National Public Radio's All Things Considered. From Three Mile Island to Catalina Island, All Things Considered talks to people from all parts of the nation and all parts of the world. Join Susan Sandberg and me each weeknight as we introduce you to new people, new places, and new ideas on National Public Radio's All Things Considered.
All Things Considered airs Monday through Friday evenings at 6:15 on KCSN Northridge.
Play. I guess Oscar has invented a whole new concept. Too bad he's taking the fun out of the girls' lives. They tried. Some joke, eh? Hello. I want to hold you in my arms. Kiss you. Don't hide. Oscar loves you. Loves you. I want to run my fingers through your hair. I want you!
World of the famous. This way for scenes of great moments in history. Hello? Hello? Anybody here? No, like wax people. Afraid.
Oh, stop it. Stop.
Come here, Memphis. I can't take any more.
Sorry.
Snake. Across the floor. Nearly touching me.
We're almost out of this. It's over.
Over.
Do you understand? Over.
Yes. Yes. Let's go.
We are. Oh, it was horrible. Man with snake.
You poor children. It's over. I know who did this. That simpleton Oscar. I'll take care of him.
Scared.
I want that thing put away without doubt. Come with me. That's the fifth time this month. The man is insane. Only Tuesday, he almost... what's the use? Those little boys will never be the same. We're going to call the authorities.
Can she lie down?
Yes, right there.
Easy, Sue. We're all right.
Hello? This is Madame Florio. I want to speak with Detective Colton. Thank you. Officer Colton. That man Oscar is up to his disgusting tricks again. This time, young girls. One of them is in shock. She needs medical attention. They're in my office. Yes. Yes, they are safe. Thank you. They're coming. How is she?
I don't know. He chased her with snakes.
That imbecile. I want him behind bars. You cannot imagine the half of it. Frightened two boys almost out of their wits. I won't go into it.
Why don't they stop him?
I've been after the management for months. But at least you are safe. The police are still looking for an elderly couple last seen entering his vile establishment. Lucky you found the fire door that connects our exhibits.
Your wax figures are marvelous.
Hardly. Once they were the talk of two continents, seen by kings and queens. Today, laughable relics. Who cares about moments in history?
Yet, they seem so real.
Merely wax and wire. Now, most of the gowns and hats in tatters. Would you like to see? No, you've had enough excitement for one night.
Night? Certainly.
It's almost true. The park has been closed for hours. I'm going to call again. This is disgraceful.
Joyce,
are we safe?
We're fine. Just rest.
Strange. The line is dead.
What?
I cannot get a dial tone.
Try it again.
Nothing.
You think that man has done something to the wire?
No, I've had phone trouble all this week. Don't worry. They're on the way.
Oh, not soon enough. Oh, I can't sit still. Why don't we look at your figures? It's a fantastic concept.
All right. Let me show you my treasure.
Oh, don't leave me, please. Can't you rest?
No. I want to go with you.
Of course.
I think that is sensible. Come with me. Come. Over here is the prize of my collection. Marie Antoinette.
Oh, yes. How beautiful.
I know. Her face twisted from years of heat. And her gown, sad. Once the gem of my museum.
Her weave looks so real.
It's made from human hair. My, I think you would fit right into her gown.
Maybe.
No one wants to see beauty or elegance anymore. Who cares about style? Or grace. Today the commoners want violence, blood, torture.
I wonder what's keeping the police.
Today, gore. My Marie with her head chopped off. Jack the Ripper. I told Italian Florio would never stoop to such circus tricks. But he said he wants a new concept. All right, I give him three.
Madam, can we go back in your office?
That's all there is to. Murdered, limbs hacked off, brains oozing out of a skull.
Joyce, let's get out of here.
No! You are part of my concept. I'll never let you go. My dear, you are the Marie I have been waiting for.
The police will be here.
No! I never really called them.
You're crazy.
All geniuses are crazy. Oscar!
Hiya, girl.
Here we are.
Marie, and you can be Lily Bourne.
Oh, give away from us.
Don't you want to be immortal?
Oscar can make you live forever.
Yes,
and we need you.
I need you.
Don't come near us. Don't.
Just like the others. The little boys screamed and screamed.
Until I took them.
You see, dear girls, Oscar is a wonderful embalmer.
I love to touch dead skin. Oh, I'll give you rosy cheeks and new eyes.
There's no escape. I want you.
Are we getting out of here?
I don't think so.
Oh, yes, we are.
Put that blighter out. Move back.
Now stick close to me, Sue. Back, or everything goes up in smoke.
I'll kill her.
Stay away from them.
Yes, get away from the door.
Don't you want to be immortal? The centerpiece of Madame Florio's Chamber of Horror?
Jerry! Oh, I should burn this place to a crisp.
We can't let them get away. They'll tell everything.
No! Come on, Sue, this way.
Never!
Dear Florio, the displays are brilliant, magnificent.
You like my Chamber of Horrors?
Delightful, especially Lizzie Borden and Marie at the guillotine. So realistic. I feel the eyes following me.
Oscar and I have further plans. A torture scene from the Inquisition.
I look forward to that one.
We have to find the right elements to make it authentic. Young men on the rack, twisted limbs, that sort of thing.
Take your time. Indeed. Now that the people are flocking to your door. Ah, look at the time. I must be off. Madame, you're the finest attraction in my park. I bid you adieu.
Okay, okay. What do you say? Step right up. The one and only Funhouse, 50 cents. Hey, hey. Just because I like clean cut college boy. Come here, fellas. Tell you what I'm going to do. Double your money if you ain't scared. Say that.
I guess the girls did stay, after all. Sort of a permanent home. Next time you're in one of those places, make sure you can find the nearest exit. By the way, Oscar told me he's been looking for someone just your size.
Today, good jobs require specialization. This education beyond high school is expensive, but there is help. The federal government now provides more grants, low-interest loans, and work study to more students than ever before. Just contact the financial aid administrator at school or write Box 84, Washington, D.C., 20044. Apply yourself.
This message has been brought to you as a public service by this station and the U.S. Office of Education.
Next on Darkness.
I don't care what data you've got. That woman is not 83. Listen, Charles, you don't have to con me.
I'm not. Damn it, Newmark, we've hit on a vaccine that prevents aging.
Oh, forget it. It's a switch. Whoever she is, pay her off and tell her to get lost.
We started her treatment 3 months ago. Nothing happened until the 23rd.
When the real Angela Renwick died and you brought in the shill.
On the 25th, her metabolism changed. Since then, her skin, her hair, everything became rejuvenated and hasn't stopped.
Want to stay young? Then tune in for our next Darkness drama by Ken Jerrard. It's called Lifespan. Don't miss it.
Hey,
written by Ken Gerard and directed by Roger Whitner. Featured in the cast were Barbara Kerr, Wendy Allen, Gregory Snagoff, and Sandra Kenworthy. Also heard were William Irwin, Michael Immel, and Bob Farley. Sound patterns by David Searcy. Darkness is a Roger Whitner, Ken Gerard radio production. Now, until next time, this is your host, Claude, wishing you good night forever. Ha 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 ha